Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, it's that time of the month. Movies are about to start coming into theaters, and I'm excited to talk about some of the trailers for a couple of the ones that I think look pretty decent.
Well, I'm glad one of us is optimistic, because I'm not necessarily very stoked about much of what March has to show with the cinemas.
Okay. I think I will win you over with The Way Back. We will see on that one, though. Also, I think you're all in on A Quiet Place because it's John Krasinski.
A Quieter Place?
Is it? That'd been funny if that's just what the title was, A Quieter Place.
Even more quiet. And the third one's The Quietest Place.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, hey, let's jump into it a little bit here. And I want to start the first weekend of March, which is going to be March 6th. We're going to have a movie called The Way Back. So this is starring Ben Affleck. It is a former high school basketball phenom struggling with alcoholism, is offered a coaching job at his alma mater. As the team starts to win, he may have a reason to confront his old demons, but will it be enough to set him on the road to redemption? So let's go ahead and give this thing a play, and let's talk about it on the other side.
My dad told me last night, he said that you got a full ride to Kansas. You just quit.
Why?
My father didn't like me very much, and someone told him I was good at basketball. He paid a lot more attention to me. And I realized it wasn't me that he loved. It was what I could do. I spent a lot of time hurting myself, trying to hurt my father. I never picked up a basketball again.
We need a new coach, Jack. You're the first person I thought of.
Is the team any good?
No.
In fact, the last time they made the playoffs, back when you were playing.
It's the whole team, 10 kids. You want to know why they're leaving you open? It's because they don't think you could hit the ocean from the beach. Oh,
snap. Heard you're coaching basketball.
Keeps my mind off other things.
You don't decide the game. The players decide the game.
I understand you're trying to motivate the team, but we have a code of conduct.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm working on it. Work harder.
Like, this team is not as bad as its record.
We have to trust each other.
We have to have faith.
I just want you to be happy again. But you gotta want it too.
Don't underestimate the impact you can have on them.
You got this.
No, don't just nod. I want to hear your voice. Yes or no?
Yes, coach.
You're nervous. I get it. Truth is, they're more talented than you. Probably got a better coach. But I promise you, they are not a better team. Because they haven't been through what we've been through. They don't know adversity. They don't know what it's like to get knocked down, to have to get back up again. They don't know what it is to fight.
Who are we? Hey! 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 Hey!
We can't change the past, Jack. What we can do is choose how we move forward.
JD, start us off. What'd you think?
Okay, so I'm trying to have an open mind, for sure. So I'm not going to just crap on it. I think it's the exact movie that it looks to be, in my opinion. It doesn't look like there's going to be anything groundbreaking here. I a little bit appreciate the fact that they try to make it a little edgier and, you know, give Ben Affleck some depth with his character, and he's got daddy issues, and he's got alcohol addiction problems, and he's got more to it than just, you know, Coach Carter, where it's just, I'm just going to come in here and swear at you and then make you a better basketball player through yelling. With that being said, I doubt I'll see this in theaters, but I bet it's going to turn out to be a pretty decent movie.
Okay. I have to say, I mean, for whatever reason, it just, this story seems so relatable, because I think we both know several guys that were like high school phenoms that kind of like dropped off the planet, and like this feels like a really cool redemption story. Like, personally, for Ben Affleck, might be a redemption story for him, and his career's taken a bit of a hit. You know, even though Batman made a lot of money, you know, he went through some stuff in his personal life and had to check in the rehab, and just like this one kind of hits home for me. So I like it. Yeah, Coach Carter. People were comparing this to Coach Carter. Like, that one, it's a completely different story. Like, he's got no like inner demons. Like, he just returns to his old alma mater and basically benches the entire team for academic failure and then coaches them to a championship. Like, this one has a lot more depth to the story, I think. Even though I like Coach Carter a lot, I think that's a good movie too. But, I mean, man, you know I'm a basketball lover, so this has got me written all over it.
Yeah, well, that's why they make movies like this, to put asses like yours in the seat.
I appreciate that. In a backhanded way. All right, cool. So I'm definitely all in on this one. It sounds like you'll probably maybe catch it down the road if it ends up on like Netflix and you're bored one night.
Yeah, again, I don't know. Sports movies for me are hit or miss, and a lot of the drama can just be superfluous. So I'm curious about it. I am curious about it. But, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
And I like Ben Affleck, too. I got nothing against him.
I really like Ben Affleck. I actually, do you remember him back when we were in probably middle school? When he was a young actor coming up, he was probably a teenager then too, doing those like after school special videos.
I do not remember that, no.
Yeah, they used to show them all the time in middle school. And when I got a little bit older and he popped on the scene with like Goodwill, no, not Good Will Hunting. Which one is his, like, yeah, he's in Good Will Hunting, but which one was his coming out party?
It's his coming out party.
Yeah, like, what was his, like, big first?
What was his big break? Was it not?
I want to say it's Good Will Hunting, but he's really a supporting character in that one. I feel like there was one that was more just him, maybe Chasing Amy?
It could be Armageddon, maybe?
Yeah, Armageddon came later.
That was 98, and he was
Dazed and Confused. I guess Mallrats comes first, then Chasing Amy, then Goodwill Hunting. So yeah, I guess I think Mallrats was pretty successful, but Chasing Amy was kind of like his big break, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, actually, I can see it right here. ABC After School Specials, Danny Coleman. There it is. It's actually on his IMDb.
Okay, I'm sure he's very proud of his work in that.
He has to be. It's fantastic. Now, let's talk about another movie that's opening up March 6th as well. This one's going to be more on the animation side. Yeah, I figure with you planning a trip to Disney, this was fitting to talk about. So the movie is called Onward. It's set in a suburban fantasy world where two teenage elf brothers embark on a quest to discover if there's still magic out there. Let's watch the trailer.
Times of old, the world was full of wonder and magic. But times change.
I'm a mighty warrior!
Morning, Mom!
Hey, birthday boy!
By the laws of yore, I must dub thee a man today. Kneel before me.
That's okay.
I have a gift from your dad. He just said to give you this when you were both over 16.
No way! It's a wizard staff. Dad was a wizard.
What? Your dad was an accountant.
This spell brings him back. For one whole day, Dad will be back.
What?
Back? Like back to life? That's not possible.
It is with this.
I'm gonna meet Dad.
I definitely remember Dad having a top part.
Oh, what did I do?
Hi.
We only have 24 hours to bring the rest of him back.
Until then, ta-da!
Oh, that's great, Dad. You look just like I remember.
You got a problem, Shane?
If it's adventure you seek, you've come to the right tavern.
Oh, no. We might be out of gas.
But it says we have a full tank.
No, that doesn't work. Growth spell. We grow the can, and then the gas inside will grow with it. Elbows up.
I'm trying to focus here.
And you're... Oh, no.
JD, start us off here. What'd you think of Onward?
I think that's a pretty good trailer. It's, to me, very telling of what the story is going to include, and there's a lot of whimsy and a lot of fantasy. I think it's going to probably rock the box office pretty hard. Most of their movies tend to do that. I mean, Pixar knows what they're doing. Right. I've lately, in my twilight of my years, I've gotten away from really like loving and watching on all of these kids movies. Like 10 years ago, I probably would have been ecstatic to see this, but now I'm just kind of like, I don't want to see another kids movie. But I think the story seems legit awesome, and it's very well crafted and very put together, and it's very logical. And again, it's one of those things that they probably pitched very organically by saying, you know, it's not just two brothers, they're two elf brothers with a half dad going on a mystical journey. Like, it's cool. Like, I get it.
Yeah, I really like the premise. Very simple. Bring dad back to life for one day. That's cool. I think a lot of people can relate to that. At times, it felt like a little bit of like an animated Weekend at Bernie's there, which I thought was cool. I wonder if this won't do as well because it doesn't feel entirely like a little kid's movie. It almost feels like they're going after more of like the teenagers. And I don't know how big that audience is and how much they've kind of gotten away from these types of movies already. Because if it was like Toy Story, like those crush it because it's like 6 to like 30. This feels like, you know, like 10 to 18 demographic.
Yeah, it definitely has almost like an 80s movie vibe, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point that you bring up.
I appreciate it. Well, yeah, I will see this because I know my son's going to want to watch this. We watched the trailer in theaters and he immediately turned to me and was like, we're coming to see this, right? I'm like, yep, we'll be back. So yes, we will be back. Now let's move into the next week here. And we're going to go with a movie called My Spy. Now, this stars Dave Bautista, who, good on him. He seems to be really catching a lot of lead roles lately. This is, it feels a little bit like The Pacifier, but we'll kind of get into it here. So it's about a hardened CIA operative who finds himself at the mercy of a precious 9-year-old girl having been sent undercover to surveil her family. So let's take a watch of the trailer here.
Do we look cool?
If you have to ask, no. But in this case, yes. I just want to break the rules. I'm just not that good with people. But there is one thing I'm good at.
The mission was to find out what they knew, but that's kind of difficult now that you killed everyone. I just don't think you're cut out for the intelligence. This is your last shot.
How's school going?
Oh my god. You have jelly all over your face.
I'm definitely posting that on Insta.
Is it too late to homeschool me?
Are you CIA?
How'd you get in here?
Oh, okay, she has a camera. She might be streaming.
If Kim finds out we got made by a 9-year-old, my career's over.
What's the option?
Kill her. Make it look like an accident.
Maybe the stairs.
What?
Wow, still recording. We can cut a deal. I want you to teach me how to be a spy.
But just to be clear, this is a one-time arrangement. Never again.
Pinky promise.
So what's first? Shooting range, obstacle course, or to walk away from an explosion?
A lie detector test. I can smell a lie. Endorphins release an odor, and the ultimate tell, the slightest blink of an eye.
You mean like this?
JJ, I admire all of your tattoos.
Stop.
JJ, I believe you that you've never taken steroids.
Damn, she's good.
When you look out there, what do you see?
90 civilians, minimal security, soft perimeter.
Smiling people having fun. You should try it sometime.
Never stop, it's how we ride the roller coaster till we die.
My turn. The objective of this exercise is to get past me. A good idea might be to cause a distraction, because otherwise there'd be zero chance that you get... Blueberry!
Under the rough exterior. You're a nice guy. What is he doing?
This looks like the wedding at the end of Shrek. I just wanna break the
rules. All right, JD, what do you think of the trailer?
Okay, you have to know what my response is going to be, and there's no way in hell I'm seeing this movie. But I want to be positive, and I want to share some insights and thoughts, because we're reviewing the trailer, and it's not necessarily all coming down to our personal opinion on what makes a movie and what makes a wet fart.
Yeah.
You know, so positives. I think Batista seems like... a good extension of his Drax character from Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a bright spot in a lot of those films. I think he does a great job and has really come out of nowhere securing himself as an actor. I mean, not just a meathead, but...
For sure.
I don't know. I mean, this just seems... It's so predictable. You already mentioned the pacifier. It just seems so plain. I feel like there's no emotion or... no depth to anything that's going on here. It's a cash grab. And it should grab some cash, but it'll be forgotten in 3 months' time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't entirely disagree with what you're saying. And I do think Dave Bautista has really put himself in a position of being considered like a legitimate action star. Like, he's done some really good things outside of Drax. Like Blade Runner, I thought he was great. Hotel Artemis, he's really good in. Stuber, I thought was really funny. I don't know if you saw that one, but it's like an action comedy with Kumail Nanjiani. And he's really, really funny and really good in that one as well. But yeah, this does feel like a cash grab. It does feel like, you know, his version of Kindergarten Cop / The Pacifier, like Vin Diesel, Arnold, The Rock had one where he's like a football player and had to watch a daughter they didn't know about. Like, they kind of all do this at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him exchanging this movie for maybe a more serious role in the future to try to get, like, a studio exchange out of the deal. So,
yep. Yep. It kind of feels like, hey, we're going to scratch your back, but first you got to do this for us. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I did think the steroid joke was funny and the fish blueberry. Like, those two things made me laugh. But outside of that, I was like, oh, boy, I hope my son doesn't want to see this one.
Yeah, for your sake, I hope so. Like, again, you have to sometimes compare movies to food and sometimes fast food, and you want the cheap laugh. And it's capable of making you chuckle a little bit, but at what cost? Is it worth your $10?
Yeah. Well, I do the $19.99 unlimited, so... pretty much free for me, but I don't think I'll sit through it. Probably a Redbox or a Netflix watch. So let's get to the last movie of the month. You know, unfortunately, there's just not a lot in March 27, so we're kind of skipping the last weekend of the month, and we're going to talk about the sequel to A Quiet Place, as we said, Even Quieter, Part 2, and it's about the following the events at home. The Abbott family now face the terrors of the outside world, forced to venture into the unknown. They realize the creatures that haunt by sound are not the only threats lurking beyond the sand path. Let's watch the trailer.
Hey,
Aw.
Came all the way up here.
There's nothing left.
Please. There are people out there worth saving.
You don't know, do you? I do. The people that are left.
Okay, JD, A Quiet Place Part 2, what'd you think?
So, is it just me, or was Jim not in any of that? He's in this movie, right?
Well, he's the director, slash, I believe, maybe co-writer on this. Yeah, he is a co-writer. He did die in the first one, so I think he's going to be in this with, like, flashbacks and stuff.
Okay, I feel like, you know, you want to lead with your star a little bit. I obviously don't remember the first movie that well.
Emily Blunt's legit.
She's legit, but...
Too legit to quit?
Too legit to quit. I think this is a good trailer. I think that this sequel is making a lot of the right moves that a sequel needs to make by upping the ante and taking essentially your established mythology of what your story is and sort of turning it upside down and raising the stakes. So there's a sense of urgency that goes along with this trailer, and it's very heart pounding and it's thumping and it's really edge of your seat in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I feel like a sequel is always going to divide an audience and a fan base because it's either going to be too much like the original or not enough like the original. So I do worry. I feel like we just kind of watched maybe an episode of The Walking Dead, something like that. It feels very zombie-esque to me.
So I've been writing down notes just so I don't forget things. My first note looks like the set of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So we're on the same path there. I did think that bus shot was really cool right at the beginning there. And I like the idea of, like, they're leaving the sand path. They're venturing out. They've got to, you know, explore a new part of this world that they live in. I'm interested to see what's going on with the family. I did really enjoy the first movie. I think Cillian Murphy is a really good casting add to this ensemble. He's fantastic. Inception, 28 Days Later, Peaky Blinders, like Batman Begins. Like, he's great.
Yeah, he's so a fantastic actor.
The fact that he's involved kind of, like, bumps it up a little bit for me. Because, I mean, name the last, like, really bad Cillian Murphy movie. I can't think of any.
Yeah, I got to say, I wasn't a fan of Blinders.
You didn't like Blinders, really?
I mean, I watched maybe 2 episodes and it just never caught me. Not that he did a bad job by any stretch of the imagination, though.
That might be a show that needs more than 2 episodes. All I know is my wife is literally obsessed with that show right now. Binging through every single episode. So she likes it a lot. I've sat there and watched a few episodes, and yeah, it's like it's fantastic.
Well, but maybe you've changed my mind. Regardless, a great actor, great choice in this role.
For sure. How do you feel like this movie, because I feel like this is kind of outside of Onward because it's Pixar, this is probably the big hitter of the group. How do you think this movie fares at the box office?
You know, it's coming out at a unique time. We're looking at March and we don't have heavy competition like you've already said. People loved the original.
Yep. 50 million opening weekend with the original, 188 domestically.
So I got to say that this movie is probably going to fare pretty well. I mean, the coronavirus plays a massive impact on that. You think I'm joking, but I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see a steep drop off in a lot of things going on around in our country and around the world in terms of entertainment and social and economic commerce is going to be ridiculous. So, I mean, if that keeps on the trajectory that it's on, it's very impossible that that might have a negative impact on this box office.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I think it's going to do pretty well. Is it going to be as good as the original? I don't know, because I think it's not going to carry the same mystique of the first one, mm-hmm. where it had like a lot of word of mouth. Like you had, like, I think people were even a little apprehensive at first, like, oh, I don't want to see it because, you know, it's a quiet movie and like people are really annoying in the movie theater. And then you go and you're like, oh my God, no, you have to see this in theaters. It's so much better. It's, you know, freaking, it's Jaws. Like, you're going to be on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, but and you bring up a good point, and that's kind of what I would be worried about, is the whole concept of what made the first movie so good. If any of that is jeopardized, it's just not going to get any word of mouth, and there's going to be no fire that spreads around it.
Yep. And I think a lot, unfortunately, that's probably going to lie in the hands of the reviewers. If they come out hot out of the gate, I think the movies could do really well. If they're getting slammed or it's, you know, kind of wishy-washy, I think a lot of people will pass on it. And be like, I don't want to see this again. Same movie.
Oh, so, and I got to say, I'm surprised that one, that we're getting a sequel to this at all, and two, that we're getting it as quick as we did.
Yeah, 2 years. Pretty quick. The original was April 4th of 2018, so almost exactly 2 years later. You know, a couple weeks off there. Okay. Well, yeah, I think we got, you know, some pretty good trailers now. You know, if we're kind of looking forward to April a little bit, we'll be doing this episode again next month. I would love to say we have a lot more to talk about, but I'm not sure. So New Mutants is coming out. Ooh. No Time to Die. Oh, geez. Another Trolls movie.
What?
Yeah. Not great. Oh, boy. April looks way worse.
No, I'm excited for the New Mutants.
Yeah, that looks good. No Time to Die meets James Bond. We're going to talk about that one.
Yeah, we have to talk about Bond. I don't think we've talked about Bond. Well, I do my Sean Connery from time to time. And
from time to time? Like every other episode.
Shut your damn mouth, money pushy. Money
pushy.
It's such a fun action to do.
Yeah.
Makes you feel regal, like you're a knight in your own right.
All right. Well, let's wrap up this March episode. Let us know if you guys are planning on seeing any of these trailers. Tweet at us at Back in Time Pod or on Instagram, tag us. Let us know if you're excited about any of these movies. Hopefully somebody's out there excited about The Way Back with me. Maybe we can have a little DM chat about how excited we are about a new, you know, decent looking basketball movie for once. And gosh, the last basketball movie was that, you know, basically that crappy movie that was with like all the NBA players where they dress up as old men. It was based off of the Kyrie Irving commercial.
Uncle Drew.
Ugh. Like that's the best last basketball movie we've gotten. That's pretty brutal. By the way, I think we're about due for a good football movie, the pop-up or baseball movie. It's been a little while.
Yeah, Mr. 3000 was a good while ago.
Yeah. Hey, I watched Summer Catch today.
Oh, man.
Love Summer Catch. Little Matthew Lillard for you. Okay, well, guys, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, IGTV, YouTube. Throw us a like on our Facebook page. Follow us on there. If you have questions about the show or an episode that you want us to cover in the future, we haven't talked about this in a while, email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can message us on social media if you're not 90 years old. And then, of course, follow the blog at backintimepod.com. But for now, we're going to wrap this up. We will be back in 2 weeks. We'll have a retro episode next week. But we'll be back in 2 weeks as we start diving into some of the top fives and we get into Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Cannot wait. See you in a couple weeks.